U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action connects you to the leading minds in agriculture. Join Farm Food and Facts host Joanna Guza to explore the latest in sustainable food, fuel, fiber, and more across the value chain.
Thanks again for joining us on Farm Food Facts. I'm your host, Joanna Guza, and today our conversation might have you saying, no way, can that be true? I'm sure our great-great-grandfathers wouldn't believe where we are today in agriculture. There's a lot of innovation happening in the agriculture industry, and today our focus is on soybeans. There are more than 1,000 different soy-based products available on the market today. The soybean oil is a reliable and renewable ingredient that can replace petroleum-based compounds and satisfy consumer demands for sustainable, environmentally friendly products. Today, we're going to spotlight a few of those products with Lori Isley, a fifth-generation soybean farmer from Michigan and also a United Soybean Board farmer leader, chair of the Communication and Education Committee, and a board member of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, which provides this podcast. Lori, let's first start by talking about something that impacts all of us, and that's our vehicles. How are soybeans being used?
Soybeans are everywhere around us, but one of the most exciting places where we find them certainly is in the automobile industry and in our roads. And it's just really exciting to see some of the areas that we've managed to expand into. When people think soybeans, they often just think, oh, that's feed for animals, or I might have tofu or whatever it is. But we're just really excited about the breadth of the things that can be covered. And one of the most exciting of those is the use of soybean oil in tires. We have a partnership with Goodyear that started several years ago, and that partnership was designed to help Goodyear begin to look at the feasibility of replacing petroleum products with soybean oil. What they found was that it was a very efficient way of using it, and it had so many different benefits. So their goal now, once they've tried it and it's in several of their products already, is to completely replace all of their petroleum products by 2040. So we're really excited about that. They increased their use of soybean oil by about 90% back in 2019, 73% in 2020. So it just keeps going on and on. And what they found is not only is it a more environmentally friendly solution, but it also makes the tires work better, particularly in cold climates, which we have a lot of here in Michigan. So it's pretty exciting to see that not only is it an equally good product, but it is even a better product than what they were using before. So those are the kinds of things that we look for when we're using checkoff dollars to do some of that research.
Right. And I know there's also some efforts with biofuels and asphalt. Can you share a little bit more about the efforts with soybeans used in that area?
Certainly. The whole biofuel industry was really started by farmers that said we need to find a use for some of this oil. And so we began to look at how could we use that as an alternative fuel source. And certainly what we found by doing that, we have added a significant amount of value to our soybeans. We have found that it is, as the country and particularly states such as California and Washington, New York also is a significant user of biofuels, that it can really impact our ability to mitigate our greenhouse emissions. So that's been one of the major areas that they've done with that. In 2022, they said refiners have used about 8.7 billion pounds of soybean oil. That's really hard just to wrap your head around. That was 7.4 billion pounds more than what they had used a year before that. So just the tremendous growth in that area just is one more example of how versatile soybeans can be. We also talked, you mentioned the asphalt, which is another area. Certainly, all of us have had issues with roads. Certainly, I know it is here in Michigan about roads, trying to keep them maintained and the cost of doing that, as well as making them last longer. And we've determined through our research that's funded through USB that we can create products that will, again, take the place of petroleum products that will help that asphalt stick together better, that will help it also maintain better during the freezing and thawing cycles. So there's just been a lot of products that have come through that, and they're able to use more of what they grind up from the old roads when they're making the new roads. So it all sounds somewhat far-fetched, but it's just one other area where we could actually begin to say, this is a crop we grow on our farms every year, yet it can be used in all of these various industrial applications. So it's pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. It just goes back to the point of, can that be true? No way. But it sounds like a lot of really great opportunity that's happening for farmers and for just the general public to be able to use these products. Another item that we use daily that soybeans are impacting is shoes. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, that's one of our favorites. Most of you are familiar with the Skechers shoe company, and Skechers actually worked with Goodyear. So this was kind of an offshoot of that investment that we made. And so now that same technology that Goodyear uses in its tires, Skechers now uses in their Go Run collection. And they're looking at expanding that even further. Right now, they offer 122 different shoes, boots, sandals, sneakers, that all contain soy. And I have a pair and they're cool. It's just a great way to see that move into those different areas. So there's a chance if you look for those. There's another company also called Akabashi, and they make sandals that are soy-based, and they use about 45% soy by weight in their sandals. So that's just another opportunity where we're beginning to look at how soy can be used in something you would put on your feet every morning.
Right. Kudos to you all for thinking outside of the box and finding these new products for people to enjoy. Now, with the dry weather we've been experiencing, we may be seeing a lot of dust. Soybeans has a solution for that, and that's a soy-based dust suppressant. Tell me more about that.
Well, this was developed in coordination with one of our state checkoff boards. In this case, it happened to be with the North Dakota Soybean Council. So each state has their own checkoff board, as well as the United U.S. Soy Checkoff Board. And so we oftentimes, if they come up with a good idea, we can help to enhance that. And so they came up with a bio-based soil dust suppressant that will hopefully use more soybeans. That's really always our bottom line, is how do we get more soybeans into the market. But this is called BioBlend, and it is available nationwide now. As of about a year ago, it was nationwide, and it's made from soybean oil as well as glycerin, which is also a byproduct from making biodiesel. So one more level there, and they can use it on roads. They can use it at construction sites. Wind farms have used them. Lots of other places where they can use that in order to keep the dust down. And again, it's often usually takes the place of a petroleum-based product. So when people think of what do I want if there were to be runoff from these areas where we're using this dust suppressant, I want something that's natural, that is grown on farms rather than something that is petroleum-based. So that answers a lot of those questions. And it's odorless, it's water soluble, and it has many different environmental benefits.
Right. And one thing I'm picking up on, and when you're referencing when these products were started, is it wasn't that long ago. So you all have been very busy getting all these products, developing them, and then getting them to market and working with your different partners. So again, kudos to you for all those efforts. Soybeans have a future in building a house. Can you share the specifics on that?
Another area. One of the things that we have worked with quite a bit are coming up with plywood, and where they use the soybean oil as an adhesive to put that plywood together. And so a product by the name of Columbia Forest Products, it's their Pure Bond hardwood plywood, and they are available in Home Depots. So it's something that you can readily look for, but they, again, instead of what the product they used to use to put those together was formaldehyde based. And so this is an alternative to using something that was both dangerous for the workers to be handling, as well as some people were concerned about fumes and other issues you might have had from the products themselves. So being able to use the soybean as an alternative material for those adhesives really benefited the company, as well as provided something that was better for the consumer. So they made about 150 million panels of this Pure Bond plywood since 2005. So that's quite a bit. And if you laid those end to end, they said it would reach the moon. How's that for a visual?
Oh my gosh. And
each one of those panels that is made, each plywood panel has about 2.3 pounds of soy flour in it. So that would be ground ground soy. So it's another area where we're just seeing that go more and more. And there are other ones that are tied to that. I know there's been some research done on, could soybean oil replace formaldehyde in forms of insulation? You know, could it be used in some other areas that are found at? But there is a website if you want to learn a little bit more about how to find some of these soy-based products, and it's called soynewuses.org.
Wow, right. I feel like this is not going to end. And we have one more product that we're going to talk about and then kind of ask Lori, what's her perspective on the future of soybeans and some of that innovation? But one thing that we're all going to start enjoying pretty soon, and I mean, baseball's happening right now. There's so much agriculture and sporting events that go unnoticed. Now, the turf could be made from a soybean product or byproduct. Can you tell me more about that?
That is true. And again, in partnership with the Soy Checkoff, an organization by the name of Sinlawn has introduced the benefits of soy-based turf to customers all across the country. I had the opportunity last year to meet with them and actually see the turf that they've used at the San Diego Zoo. One of the reasons they picked it for that area was because of its ecological footprint, meaning that it was friendly to the environment. So what they have now installed, Sinlawn has installed 82 million square feet of U.S. soy-based backed artificial grass across 200,000 installations, both in the United States and in 19 other countries. And that's, again, just 2008. So you're looking at a relatively short period of time where they had that idea, and now they've just really expanded that. They used about 23.7 tons of soy coating in 2022. And that was up from when they started, when they were only using 1.25 tons in 2008. So you're looking at a phenomenal increase in their use of soybeans to make this, especially in areas where it's dry or on areas where you've got lots of wear, such as football fields, baseball fields. And now you can find it anywhere from New York City parks, the Las Vegas Strip, and also football and baseball fields in the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NCAA. So we are excited about where that has gone, and they are great ambassadors for us because they just really feel strongly about the benefit of their product and their ability to partner with US Soy to make a product that meets the needs of their customers.
Right. And that soybean could be coming from your fifth generation farm in Michigan, which is just so impressive. Now, Lori, we just talked about so many different products that are using soybeans. What's the future innovations do you see in soybeans?
I think every time we have a checkoff meeting, most of the directors go away with, wow, what's next? What's next? And I mean, we've already done like soy-based straws, you know, that break down. Of course, there's a lot of concern in some areas about straws and them getting into our waterways and so on. So they're looking at doing that kind of thing. They're also looking at many other things in the non-food space. It could be just other biodegradable plastics, such as in agriculture, like the wraps they put around their hay bales. That would seem to be another area. The pipe that farmers use to irrigate might be able to be made out of soy. Even the bags that we use for feed and for seed could perhaps be made from soy-based plastics. So there's just really almost a limitless opportunity for new development in those areas, even in looking at lotions like Aveeno uses soy in their lotions. So those kinds of areas that perhaps we've not really explored, because I think it's easy in agriculture to think, okay, this is the, you know, we have a product, it feeds livestock and it feeds people. Without, and just to be able to step back and have partnerships with the different state associations and also with universities and other research firms that are really willing to say, let's think outside the box. What else could we do with this so that we truly will get to the point where we see soy every day, that it's really surrounding you and it's in almost everything that you do, that it is a component of that. So we're really excited about where that might go in the future.
Right. A lot of optimism, a lot of potential in the future of soybeans. If you're interested in some of those products that Lori was talking about, the website was soynewuses.org. We'll make sure we link that in the description. You can stay connected with future innovations of soybeans by following the United Soybean Board's website at unitedsoybeans.org. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, thanks you for listening. If there's something you'd like to hear or learn more about, just send me an email at podcast@usfraonline.org. Until next time, I'm Joanna Guza for Farm Food Facts.